The scripture reading this morning is Luke chapter 5, verse 12 through 16. Luke chapter 5, verse 12 through 16. And there we read the word of the Lord. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And the text for the sermon will be verse 2 through 14 from Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 2 through 14, and we will read these words again. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Dear congregation, we write above the sermon, the cleansing of the leper, the cleansing of the leper. The cleansing implored, the cleansing received, and the cleansing demonstrated. The cleansing of the leper, the cleansing implored, the cleansing received, and the cleansing demonstrated. The Lord Jesus is preaching the gospel in the region of Galilee. Last week we heard that the Lord Jesus chose different spots to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God, in the synagogues as well as by the lake of Galilee. The account we are listening to this morning take place in a city. And what's happening here is very special, because a leper enters a certain city looking for Jesus. And when he sees Jesus, he falls on his face and implores him to help him. Why is this so special? It has to do with the fact that the man who comes to Jesus is a miserable man. He's a leper. What's a leper? We read about this disease in Leviticus 13 and 14. Leprosy is a collective name of different skin diseases. The general symptom is that this disease makes the skin wrinkled, with the result that the leper looks very old. And when the sickness progresses, the thickened spots become dirty sores and ulcers. In an advanced stage, fingers drop off. Yes, limbs die. The disease maims the man. Because leprosy is contagious, a leper has to be isolated from the community. According to Leviticus 13, verse 46, a leper should stay in a special camp outside the boundaries of the city. But moreover, lepers were isolated because they were unclean. Contact with other people means that these people became also unclean. And when people came unclean, when they come too close by the lepers had to shout, "Unclean! Unclean!" And in the word unclean, it signified the complete misery of this man. Because unclean means to be excluded from social life, but even worse, it means to be excluded from the temple and thereby excluded from the communion with God. And for this man, this fact was really terrible. The law of God judged him to be unclean. Perhaps many years ago, the priest has diagnosed the leprosy on this man. The priest applied God's word, God's law. And Leviticus 13 tells us that the priest should look very carefully to the skin of people who come with skin disease. He has to look whether it is leprosy. It must have given him a lot of grief when the priest said to him, "You have leprosy. I'm really sorry for you. You are a condemned man." In time, the symptoms increased. More and more abscesses appeared on his skin. Luke, the physician, paid special attention to the physical condition of this man. This man was not simply a leper. He was full of leprosy, from the sole of the foot to the crown of his head. It means that the leprosy has reached a very advanced stage. It's impossible that he ever will become clean, because healing from leprosy rarely happened. The Jews knew that God is able to cleanse the leper. Think of Miriam, the sister of Moses, or Naaman, the Syrian. They were healed by God. And to the rabbis, the cure of a leper was as difficult as raising a person from death. That is why lepers wear torn clothes. They had a covering upon the upper lip, and their head were bared, three signs of mourning. Though they do not mourn the death of another, no, they mourn their own pending death. Can someone be more miserable than this man? This man also knew that he was spiritually unclean. His disease was every day a reminder of his condemnation. How do we know that he possessed spiritual knowledge of his condemnation? Because when he approaches Jesus for help, he does not implore the Lord to make him healthy, but to make him clean. Sure, healing from leprosy will give him a new perspective in his life. Healing from leprosy will deliver him from this terrible disease. But for him, good health is not enough. No, he needs cleansing, so he can have communion with God again. That is his great need. And only Jesus can heal him, not only from the disease, but also from sin. Then the law will no longer condemn him. But now he is unclean. Therefore, it was so special that this man came within the boundaries of the city to look for Jesus. This man, full of leprosy, approaches very close to Jesus, whereas he should rather stay at a distance. However, coming to Jesus, he falls on his face before the feet of Jesus. And then he says, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." How does this man know that Jesus can help him? Probably he has never heard Jesus speaking because he was a leper. Wherever Jesus preached the gospel, there were many people. The leper did not come among the people because he was unclean. Yet he must have heard something about Jesus. Maybe some people of the city who throw some bread to him from time to time have said to him, "Have you heard about Jesus? He heals sick people." And that man must have thought about the words he heard about Jesus. Maybe he recalls the words of Isaiah that prophesies about the Messiah, the text which Jesus mentions when he answers the disciples of the imprisoned John the Baptist, "Go your way and tell John what things he have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached." The man believes. He must be the Christ. He must be the Lord, the King of Kings. The man believes in the Lord Jesus by the little he knows about him. That is why this man stands up and leaves the other lepers in the camp and goes into the city when he hears that Jesus is in the city. As a doomed man, he goes to Jesus. The law is against him. The priest had said to him, "You are a condemned man." But that does not withhold him from going to Jesus. For this man, there were no obstacles too great for him to come to Jesus. And that is what true faith works, congregation. True faith goes to the Lord Jesus. Then his faith is expressed furthermore in his humility before Jesus. When he sees Jesus, he falls on his face. He humbles himself before Jesus. He makes himself small before the majesty and glory of the Lord. But there is more to mention about the faith of this man. Pay close attention to his prayer. He confessed two things about Jesus. First of all, that the Lord is able to make him clean. "Thou canst make me clean." He has the might to save him. There is no doubt about that. This man believes that Jesus has the power to do what is written about him in the Old Testament. He has the might to heal the sick. He can even save this man from the plague of the plagues. He can even save him from the greatest need, namely the law proclaiming him unclean. His greatest need is that he cannot stand before God because he is unclean. He knows that only God can forgive his sin. We read in verse 21 that the teachers of the Old Testament said, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" By this leper, But this leper believes, when Jesus is the Lord, he can also redeem me from my uncleanness, this awful leprosy. But the crux of the matter is whether is the Lord Jesus is willing to cleanse him. Whether the Lord will not send him away. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If thou wilt. What does it mean? Some people might say, I long to be redeemed from my sins, but I don't know whether God is willing. I seek the Lord daily, but I do not feel that the Lord will accept me in grace. And when I die, I'm lost. Is he willing to save me? But this is not what he means. This leper comes with his need to the Lord Jesus. He did not think, let me ask Jesus. You never know whether he will help me. No, this man hopes on Jesus. Hope. Otherwise, he would not have come to Jesus asking to make him clean. This man has learned in his life that there is one person who can really help him. He knows his uncleanness. He admits his iniquity. He has no ground to stand on. In fact, he begs Jesus' mercy, if thou wilt. Thou hast the power. But he also submits to Jesus' sovereignty. There he lies before Jesus, completely humbled under and dependent. He hopes on the sovereignty of the Lord. He knows the Lord is just in all his way and work. The sovereignty of God does not discourage him in the sense of, well, you never know, maybe he will help me. No, because he confesses that he deserves nothing, he hopes on the willingness of the Lord. You notice an emphasis on his unworthiness and at the same time an expression of great faith. He surrenders to the willingness of the Lord Jesus. He trusts completely on the Lord. And that is the best thing you can do when you feel your sin. Congregation, what lessons come to us from this account? Have you ever prayed like this man? Who have learned to pray like this man? Know that he is unclean. He has learned by Lord's instruction that he's a condemned man. Why? Because you have discovered that you are without God. There is no communion with God because of your sins. If you miss God, you miss everything. You feel like you live, but you're actually dead. Maybe you have a nice job, a lovely wife or husband, and dear children. But that does not prove that God is on your side. When you discover that you are without God because of your sins, then you find out that you cannot stand before God. You are a miserable man. And the Lord tells me that I am a condemned man. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Imagine that every sin causes an abscess on your skin. Very soon, your skin will be full of abscesses. From the sole of our foot to the crown of our head, you are just as this leper. You are unclean. In spiritual sense, you and I are all lepers. Our sins have eaten into our existence. It has infected all our faculties, heart, conscience, mind, and will are all diseased by sin. We are in one sense dead. We are in one sense dead long before we are laid in the grave. Our bodies may be healthy and active, but our souls are by nature dead in trespasses and sins. Have you ever been afraid? Ever been afraid of this? You are an outcast. You miss the Lord. Have you ever felt grieved that you are unclean? It is so necessary that the Lord shows us that we are in great need as long as we are unclean before God. When the Lord opens your eyes, you do not only see that you miss something in your life, no, you are missing God. And missing God means that you miss everything. This man knew that. Without the healing of Jesus the Lord, I will never be clean. But he also knew that the Lord could help him. As soon as he heard that Jesus is in the city, he comes to Jesus. That is the only way. Do you see your need? The only thing you have to do is to go to Jesus. Maybe you think that's impossible. I do not know whether the Lord will receive me. I do not feel that I am permitted to come to him. Another says, I do not know whether my knowledge of my sin is sufficient. And maybe you can name more reasons why you do not dare to come to Jesus. Look at this man. This man has a lot of obstacles to overcome. But despite all these obstacles, he could not stay away from Jesus. Although people would be angry when he goes inside the city, nobody can stop this man. Give me Jesus or I die. Because without Jesus there is no life, but everlasting death. All your objections are the proof of your need. You need a Savior. So seek the Savior in the Lord Jesus. He never puts to shame them that hope in him. That is what the Lord promises in his word. And this story proves that. Now, just look at Jesus' reaction. He does not take a step back because a leper approaches him. The Lord does not turn away his face because of the stench of this leper. No. On the contrary, Jesus stretches out his arm to him. The Lord very consciously puts his hand upon this man. Imagine how the Lord must have done this. The man lays by the feet of Jesus. Jesus must bow to touch this man. That is Jesus' willingness. The Lord Jesus overcomes all the obstacles between him and the leper. He bows over the leper and touches him. Jesus comes very close to this man. The only people who touches this man were fellow lepers. They put their arms around him. But here, the Son of God who touches him, so to speak, is Jesus putting his arms around this leper. Why is Jesus doing this? By touching the leper, the Lord Jesus become one with him. Here, Jesus performs what the prophet Isaiah prophesied concerning him. Surely, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That means that the Lord Jesus take the leprosy and the uncleanness of this man upon himself. That is why he came into the world. He came to take the sins and the consequences of sins, the satisfying the requirements of the law. He purchased reconciliation for the guilt of his people. It was impossible for this man to throw away his disease and his guilt. He had to bear it until his death, unless the burden is taken from him. Who can take over the burden? None but Jesus alone. The Lord shows that by this miracle, he bows over a sinner and touches him with the purpose of taking upon him the burden of sin. The Lord Jesus touches the man. The Gospel of Mark, we read also that Jesus was moved with compassion. That's the secret of the willingness of the Lord Jesus to make this man clean. The compassion of the Lord is not caused by this man, but it comes out of the heart of the Savior. That is the same compassion wherewith the Father sent his Son into the world. It is in the heart of God to make unclean people clean, so they will live in communion with him, and that in agreement with God's justice and glory. The man becomes clean by the word of the Lord, not by touching. The Lord speaks with might. The Lord was compassionate about a man who sighed to him. The man hoped on the Lord. He had reason to hope because God had promised that he will heal unclean people. This man plead the word of God. He did what other lepers did not. Probably this man was not the only leper of the city. But at this moment, he was the only leper who left the leper's camp and sought his healing with the Lord Jesus. In that way, he became cleansed. And the other lepers? They stayed in the camp, unclean. And you, who must say that you are still unclean, that is not because the Lord has not the power to make you clean. It is also not because he is not willing to make you clean. God's word is a revelation of his will. His will to do good. There is a deep mind rich in comfort and encouragement for all who are full of leprosy of sin. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He has no pleasure in the death of the ungodly. Think about the tears of Jesus when he traveled to Jerusalem and saw the city in the valley. Actually, we read that Jesus' whole body shook when he said, "If thou hadst known, even thou, at least at this day, at this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes." He says, "I will be thou clean." When you do not repent, he will say, "You will not come unto me that ye may have life." He says, "I will be thou clean." Have you already heard this promise in your life? The Lord applies the cleansing personally. The Lord bows over the sinner and touches the sinner and speaks to him. The Lord is still the same. How? By the preaching of his words and by the applicatory work of the Holy Spirit. Because it is by the preaching of the word that he saves sinners. By the preaching he touches the hearts. It is by the same word he applies the fulfillment of his promises. Do you bow your knees to implore the Lord, "Fulfill thy promises in my life"? Has he not signified and sealed by baptism that he will cleanse you from your sins by the blood of Jesus Christ? You have to admit and to confess, "I am unclean. I am not worthy. But thou art powerful and willing to do it." That is thy own word. Do it also. Do it to me also. The Lord answers prayers in his time and manner. How? By applying his word, so that you dare to believe. You cannot but believe. Yes, you are compelled to believe that Jesus Christ cleanses you from all your sin. Even if you see it from a distance, through a haze, even it is so challenged and contested, it will lead you to confess by God's own word, "Now I know this deep and certain truth, that Christ alone is my righteousness." Or are you afraid that this will never happen to you? Do you think it is too late for you? Is your heart too hard? Do not forget that leprosy was in the Bible, in Bible times, the most terrible disease. The Lord saved this man from this terrible disease. Should he not be able to heal and cleanse you? Jesus bows to touch this leper. Do you think the Lord is not willing to bow over you, to touch you? And then the miracle happens. The Lord makes the man clean, cleansed from his sin, cleansed from his guilt. This cleansing is proved by the immediate departure of the disease. That happens when the Lord Jesus cleanses you from sin. Then you are clean immediately. When the Lord carries the guilt of his people, then God sees no guilt anymore. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. How is that possible? because the Lord Jesus does a complete work. Therefore, all his people immediately clean when he says. Therefore are his people immediately clean when he says, I will be thou clean. He carried the entire guilt of his people. There remains nothing in the sinner by which he is kept unclean. He is a complete savior to everyone that believes. He undertakes for his people. He carried their guilt to the cursed cross. So his people are justified. Like the prophet says, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depth of the sea. Do you desire to be clean? To be cleansed by the Lord? To be redeemed from guilt? That is what the Lord confirms it by his word. So you may know by faith that you are cleansed from all your sins by the Lord Jesus. God's people need this cleansing again and again, because so many sins still cleave unto them that make them unclean. The Holy Spirit works in them the desire to fight against their sinful tendencies, to flee from uncleanness and to seek a sanctified life. After the cleansing of this man, the Lord gives a wonderful commandment. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Why was it that this man is not allowed to blaze abroad what happened to him? Because the Lord knew what is in the man. Of course he knew that. He knew that crowds of people would come and wear him out with their sick ones. People who would come for an outward change, but who are not interested in an inward change. As we read in verse 15, that this happens because the man cannot forbear to tell all the great things Jesus had done unto him. But the Lord would have him to go to the priest. Our Lord knew well that the ceremonies of the Mosaic law were only shadows of him, and that the law in itself had no inherent power. He knew well that the last days of the Levitical institutions were close at hand. But now he respects them. The law is ordained by God himself. But there is something more important here. The law was against this man. The law had condemned the man. But now, what will happen when the priest looks carefully at his skin to see whether there is leprosy? The priest, who is the administrator of the law, when this man comes to the priest will be astonished. Probably he would say, "Were you not unclean? Were you not full of leprosy? I see nothing of it at all. Now, according to the law, you are clean." In that way, this man will give a testimony to the priest, a testimony that the Lord Jesus make clean from uncleanness. The Lord Jesus makes people clean according to the law. Complete. When the law testifies that he is clean, then God cannot condemn and will not condemn this man, because God is complete satisfied. He is now completely allowed to enter into the communion with God. Congregation, God is completely satisfied with the blood of his Son. The blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses you from all your sins. His sacrifice for sin is complete in accordance with God's law. The priest is witness that the cleansing by Jesus is according to the law. In this story, God reveals to us what happens when we come to Jesus with our uncleanness and we put our hope in him. He will sovereignly touch sinners to cleanse them. So the law will not condemn them any longer. You are only safe when the blood of Jesus cleanses you, when the Lord of Jesus cleanses you. This priest has no reason to seek any longer cleansing apart from Jesus. And you, who have heard the preaching of the cleansing of the leper, you also have no excuse any longer without seeking this cleansing of Jesus. You cannot stand before God without the cleansing by the blood of Christ. You will never have communion with God. Without his blood, you will be lost. You will stand outside. Seek the cleansing of your life in God, like this leper did, without any rights, hoping on the Lord. In that way, he will proclaim, "I will be thou clean." Amen.